The National Constitution Review Conference has recommended that a national security policy framework be initiated by every new president in the first year of his term. The appointment of the IGP, the Chief of Defence Staff, and other senior ranks of the armed forces should be based on competence and seniority. The conference also recommended that the president should seek parliamentary approval before committing and deploying troops to war and peacekeeping operations. Ritam Pambing has the details.
A number of proposals came to light at the conference. Among the lot were additional functions of the National Security Council. The functions of the council became a major area of concern, and as the intelligence and security expert put it, security is everybody's business. There were many questions and arguments on the proposed security policy framework. Majority of participants kicked against leaving it to the president to draft, as this could mean it being politicized, but that was refuted as the expert explained that it will be in consultation with the National Security Council. Dr. Vladimir Lentridanso, who was one of the facilitators, explains the proposal.
A national security policy framework creates the umbrella for all other security policies to emanate from it. For example, right now as we talk, we don't have a defense policy. The police don't have any policy charter with which they are working. So if a president is able to come out with a national security policy framework, all of that security agencies will be able to, from that policy, design their own policies. The best international practice is this, that every nation has something like this, which is reviewed from time to time.
On the appointment of CDS and other security heads, Dr. Enchidanso talked about what the conference thinks is best for the nation.
Allow the president to do the appointment, but they should be assured of tenure. For example, term of office should be stipulated. If it's a four-year term, let it be four-year term. And it should not be coterminous with the terms of office of the president, so that a government doesn't come and just sweep all of them away and appoint their own people. If you really want people to have their tenure and finish their term of office before they leave, then you will appoint them based, and that is, seniority and competence.
It also came to light that the Ghana Armed Forces formulate a national defense policy. Many of the services present called for the renaming of their institutions. For instance, the National Fire Service wants to be called the National Fire and Rescue Service, and the Prison Service prefers the Correctional Service of Ghana. ADP Patience Bafoboni is the chief legal officer of the service.
While they are in our custody, we are to change their perception of life, their attitudes towards things that make them commit offenses. So that is where the piece of correction comes in.
The Immigration Service also prefers that the board of the service be transformed to council, and the head of the service now be redesignated as Director General of Immigration. The police service was not left out. Participants recommended that the police council formulate a national policing charter. The charter will help guide the operations of the service. Rita Mpabing, Radio Ghana, Accra.